How much of this money, the 37 million, is coming from local authorities, and why we're seeing our local councils making these swinging cuts, but then they're going to see this money, millions and millions, going into science? And how do you sort of explain to our readers why this money is going into?
Well, the 30 million is coming from the government, from the national government. It's a vote of confidence in Oxford. And from it will flow many thousands of jobs, not just the investment in the science, but also the investment in transport, which we'll set out later this week. And people will see this as a joined-up approach to creating the jobs and the right infrastructure so that there will be real economic future and security for the people of the city. And Nicola, what Nicola wanted us to do was not just put money into the science facilities, important as they are, but to make sure it was tied up with local skills for the local population, making sure that we're also getting some of the transport improvements that are required. So the whole thing is a package. And in difficult times, when, of course, money has been tight because the country got itself heavily into debt, we've had to make choices and priorities about where we put our resource. And the case made by Nicola and by the city for investment here was so strong that it was an overwhelming slam dunk. It was a great investment for our country, and I think from this there will be many thousands of jobs that will go to people that wouldn't otherwise exist.
Thank you.